We've allowed this to happen in part due to lack of governance over fisheries until relatively recently. In fact, prior to the 17th century, there were virtually no laws governing fishing. The sea was known as a lawless place where no one has sovereignty and everything goes. It's a principle that's long been known as the freedom of the seas. But as human population grew and maritime exploration became the rage, coastal nations were often confronted with ships of foreign origin, and they wanted to be able to defend themselves against potential invasions from the sea. So, starting in the 17th century, the cannon shot rule took hold, declaring that coastal countries could defend their territory, extending out to 3 miles beyond their shores. After that, ships could enjoy safe passage, but within 3 miles, they were potentially, you know, prone to defensive action, and that 3 miles is about as far as a cannonball could fly. But beyond that, 3 miles, freedom of the seas held true. And it was Grotius back in 1609 that described freedom of the seas as no part of the sea may be regarded as pertaining to the domain of any nation. And that remained the guiding dogma and still remains the guiding dogma to this day.